This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Sofia Cabello may be related to a chart-topping pop star, older sister Camila, but it's another world-famous singer that makes her squeal with excitement, Billie Eilish. My sister actually cried when she met Billy, Camila said. My sister's never cried meeting anybody. She's met Taylor Swift. My sister's met everybody. She 100% likes her more than she likes me. Ouch. R. Kelly is struggling to come to terms with his weeks-long incarceration and has been devastated by conditions in the Chicago jail he's been held in, according to his lawyer. Kelly was flown to a New York jail but was first detained in Chicago's Metropolitan Correctional Center following his July 11th arrest. One big problem. R. Kelly may believe he can fly, but he's totally afraid of it. Meanwhile, R. Kelly's been charged with a sexual crime against an underage girl in Minneapolis in 2001. The allegation follows a total of 18 counts of serious sexual misconduct and other charges brought against the singer last month. Kelly's charged with two counts of engaging in prostitution with an individual under 18 years old. Boy, the hits keep on coming. The wrong kind. Since the release of Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, tourists have been flocking to the site of the Sharon Tate murder. A resident in the area said that gawkers have been hanging out on Cielo Drive in West LA to get a glimpse of the location forever linked to Charles Manson. Just one problem. The actual home was torn down in 1994 and replaced by a new one. Sorry, tourists. Ed Sheeran edged out U2. Yep, Ed's broken the Irish band's record for the highest-grossing tour ever. Sheeran's Divide tour just topped $736 million, and it's still going for another 3 weeks. The previous record was held by U2, whose 360 tour made $735 million. Pretty good for just a guy and a guitar, right? Empire star Jussie Smollett is demanding that the city of Chicago's $130,000 suit be tossed. He's pleading with a judge to dismiss the lawsuit filed by the city. The actor says his story has never changed and he maintains his innocence, pointing to his criminal charges being dropped. The city's looking to recoup the cost of the investigation into his alleged attack. Kevin Spacey may be mounting the comeback trail. Yep, the actor made his first public appearance since criminal sexual assault charges were dropped against him in Massachusetts last month, choosing to read a poem at the National Roman Museum in Rome as his vehicle. The media was notified in advance of the appearance to enhance the opportunity. Diddling show off. Alleged. Diplo had a big scare. The 40-year-old DJ took to Instagram to share that he might miss his show after a window cracked during his flight. My jet window just cracked open and the pilots are wearing masks, so not sure I'll make my shows tonight. Also, I never told you this, but I might be gay, he added. Well, the flight landed safely, but more people asked if he was gay than safe. Idiots! Brody Jenner and Caitlyn Carter have split up, and it turns out they were never legally married. Their conflict centered around her wanting to have a baby and legal marriage, two things Brody wasn't willing to give her. While both star on the rebooted version of The Hills on MTV, a source said, quote, the show didn't help. Looks like their 15 minutes of fame are up. Thank God. Former America's Got Talent judge Heidi Klum married musician Tom Kaulitz for the second time aboard a luxury boat in Capri, Italy. Klum, 46, and the Tokyo Hotel guitarist, 29, who secretly tied the knot earlier this year, wed in a lavish celebration aboard a huge cruiser under a canopy draped with pink and white flowers. Who thinks there will be a lavish divorce, too? Ariana Grande and Mikey Foster from the group Social House are a thing. Fans began suspecting that Ariana and Mikey were dating after the music video for Boyfriend was released. In the video, Ariana and Mikey have a steamy makeout session. Ariana and Social House also previously collaborated on Thank You Next and Seven Rings. Meanwhile, Pete Davidson said, "What? What? What?" Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the highest-paid stars in Hollywood. He starred in dozens of films over the last three decades, achieving critical acclaim in nearly every single one of them. He's been nominated for multiple awards, and he's even won an Academy Award. However, when it comes to his success, the actor attributes his brilliant career to the luck of the draw. Now that's humble. We love Leonardo! Afton Williamson claims she was sexually harassed and racially discriminated against while working on the TV series The Rookie. She says that actor Demetrius Gross and hair department head Sally Nicole Saganovich racially bullied, discriminated against, and sexually assaulted her. She claims it started during the filming of the pilot and it continued throughout the season. We'll keep you posted. Atlanta has been renewed for a fourth season at FX, with production on season 3 and 4 beginning next spring. Each season will consist of 8 episodes, but they still don't have a shooting location for the show, which famously films in Atlanta. Donald Glover and FX have yet to address how Georgia's anti-abortion law may or may not affect the show's decision to continue to film there, or just change the name of the show. The Trash Bin. Former Jackass star Bam Margera was taken off an airplane in Atlanta, berating an airline employee in the process. Bam, in between profanities, called a Southwest worker an idiot, a moron, and said he should be fired. The conversation between Bam and the employee revolved around alcohol consumption. Yep, once a jackass, always a jackass.
The news wrap-up.
Snoop Dogg-backed Swedish online payment firm Klarna has become Europe's biggest fintech startup, valued at $5.5 billion. Sprint will launch Chinese-made OnePlus 5G smartphones in the U.S. The NBA is the most popular sports league in China, and esports could be the key to more growth. Plant-based fish could be the next Impossible Foods win and save the oceans. Great. Who's ready for Charlie the Soy Tuna?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Hobbs and Shaw remain kings of the box office for the second week.
The number one album.
Drake's Care Package enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Of course, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover continues to be the number one nonfiction book.
We've watched the music video for Ariana Grande's latest track, Boyfriend, and looks like Ariana is in a preaching mood. The video is about fear of commitment and being a train wreck in relationships. Grande said, quote, "People want to feel love but don't want to define their relationship and have trouble fully committing or trusting or allowing themselves to fully love someone, even though they want to. We wanted to make something uplifting that captures that feeling of being afraid to take that leap and trust, being afraid of being hurt, or feeling like you won't be enough for that person, but also how it feels to have a crippling crush on someone," unquote. Is she talking about Pete Davidson or herself? Here's Ariana Grande with the song of the week, Boyfriend.
I'm a train wreck. I don't wanna be too much, but I don't wanna miss your touch. You don't seem to give up. I don't wanna keep waiting, but I do just what I have to do. And I might not be the one for you, but you ain't about to have no clue. Cause I know we'd be so complicated, but we'd be so smitten. It's crazy. I can't have what I want, but neither can you.
That was Ariana Grande with the song of the week, Boyfriend. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.